You are listening to Mystery Media Group.
Yay!
We have decided to start a series called The Paranormal Road Trips. And the reason we decided to do this series is because we go on a lot of little mini excursions on the weekends, and we see a lot of really cool and interesting places that we never really talk about on our podcast, but we think we should, because oftentimes these little excursions have some fun, interesting, strange, and weird things happen. All of our favorite things. And we did have a few of those weird things happen when we went on a road trip end of June of this year. And it was just me and Mike and Michelle of Time Forgot, which Michelle should just basically be with all the destination history stuff, because you're there and you do just as much work as we do. And we want you to know that we appreciate that. So, Montana road trip. We left on a Friday and came back on a Sunday. And you would think that that's not a whole lot of time to do stuff. But how many ghost towns did we end up visiting, Michael? Do you remember?
Six of them. Some of them were a post office and a bar, but the two necessities apparently in a ghost town.
A post office and a bar?
Polaris had a bar and a post office.
You know what, though? The post office was whack, as my kids would say. They had free maps.
Had a bathroom.
Waters. It had a bathroom. And then it had a book exchange. And of course, I didn't have a copy of our book to stick in there, but I like to always keep copies so that I can put those in there. But that was a cool little place. So we had the Polaris ghost town.
Argenta. Argenta was that little one that had that smokestack in the middle of the field. And it had a cave up in there, but we couldn't find it. Supposed to be a really cool ice cave, but there wasn't much there either. That was the one we went to right after Bannock.
Bannock was the big, nice one that's been well preserved. Probably the most famous ghost town in Montana. And I know you guys have been there several times. I have been there once I think I was a teenager, but I hadn't been there since. And it was really fun to go see. I really enjoyed the schoolhouse /
Masonic Temple.
Yes, the Masonic Temple. And then I really enjoyed the hotel. That was cool.
Hotel Mead.
Yes. And it had the most beautiful staircase. Tell us about the ghost story your sister told us about, Michelle.
While she was in school, one of the girls she was with was taking a photography class, and she decided she wanted to photograph Bannock. And she went up there. It was late evening, and so she had the whole town basically to herself. She was taking pictures around the town, and she took a picture of a really ornate brass doorknob. And when she got home to edit her pictures, when she came to that picture of the doorknob, there was a reflection in it, and it was of a little girl, and she was in a dress holding a teddy bear, wasn't she? A red dress with a teddy bear. She didn't see it when she was there. But when she looked at the picture afterwards, there was that little girl, and she went back up there and talked to the rangers. And I guess it's a known ghost of the town. It was a little girl that drowned in the creek. Her dad worked in the mines, and she was taking lunch to him, and she fell in the creek as she crossed it and drowned in the creek.
So that little girl has been seen there by others besides this lady who
captured
in her photo. Remember when we were in the schoolhouse, there was like a little chalkboard that had letters on it, and we left
it on the floor.
With my chapstick, and was hoping to be able to communicate, and we left for a little bit and came back. Nothing happened, but
maybe they didn't know how to use chapstick.
I was really hoping. The very last house that we went in before we left, we heard footsteps in the attic.
Oh, yeah. It was probably the newest house in the town, and it was the last house vacated when the town was turned into a ghost town. The creek had flooded, so the bottom several feet were all dirty and muddy and gross. And we were in there looking around, and we hear footsteps going across in the attic. So we went outside to see what was going on, and there wasn't much of an attic in there. Boy, I don't know where it was, but it was definitely footsteps.
Yeah, we even checked to see if it was tree branches. And I even thought, well, maybe there's animals up in the attic, but it was like footsteps on hardwood.
And it was big. It was 2 feet, not 4, and it wasn't scurry, and it was deliberate footsteps. And the floor that we were on was muddy, so we weren't making steps like you would on a hardwood floor, like the attic would have been.
Yeah, it sounded like hardwood. So that was interesting. We couldn't figure out what would have caused that. Michael, let's talk about Coolidge.
So we went into this ghost town way later than we probably should have. The sign said it was a mile round trip. And so we started in there and it's just getting dark. So we grabbed a flashlight and a 45. We didn't have a four wheeler, which is my preferred way of hiking. So we head in there and
we saw some of the older buildings and stuff. And we saw that really cool. Was it a church or a school that the roof had come off and was sitting in the,
in the river? Yeah. I don't know what it was.
I think it was a church.
Could have been, because the school was at the very end of the town.
And it was one of the coolest pictures I think I've ever captured.
It's pretty cool. The roof is in the river and the water's just going through the windows and doors. And water falling out of it. It was pretty cool.
By that time, I was starting to get really cold because we weren't prepared for the cooler weather. And we weren't really expecting to go hiking at night either. So I was in shorts and my sandals.
Bigfoot hoodie.
And my Bigfoot hoodie. Thank goodness I had that.
But it was June.
Yeah.
And it was still 80 degrees. So.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how fast the temperature drops when the sun goes down. There was a lot of water in the road and Michelle and Michael wanted to go up to see the school. And I was just kind of like, I don't know if I want to go up there. And I didn't know if it was just me being a wuss or if I had some sort of sense that something wasn't right up there. So I kind of held back and you guys went up. I think there was a house that you went and looked at and then there was a school.
Yeah. Beautiful old house. Nobody had taken care of it since then. It just had been well built, preserved on its own.
The only building that wasn't crushed by snow or anything.
And Michelle went farther up the road to the school.
I had stayed back and then I started to get worried because I couldn't see either of you and it was really dark. And I'm like, I hope they come back this direction. Yeah, I hope there's not like a loop or something and I've missed them. So I started getting kind of worried, but then Michael came back and he's like, you got to come see this house. So I went ahead and looked in the house and then we were like, well, where did Michelle go? And we started calling for you. We're yelling your name and getting a little bit worried, really kind of worried because it was dark. And I was like, crap, I hope she's okay. And then you did eventually come back and we thought you were coming back because you had heard us yelling for you, but you said you never heard us.
No, I felt like I had to go see the school. I wanted to get to the end of the town. I wanted to see the school. And you had to go around this great big rock. I mean, it was bigger than me, 6-7 foot boulder. And then just past the school, it was like really dense forest. And once I got around that rock, I took a few pictures and then I noticed it was just dead silent. There was no birds chirping. You couldn't hear the river. Kind of eerie. And so I was like, oh, I better get out of here. And, you know, when you're trying to get out of a place, you don't want to draw attention to yourself. So I was quiet and just walking back. I noticed you guys on the road. And when I came upon you guys, you're like, oh, we've been yelling for you. And I was like, I didn't hear you. Mike's like, no, you did. You answered. And I'm like, no, I didn't make any noise because I didn't want to draw attention to myself.
So. Someone answered for you in your voice. I heard it.
I heard it too.
And the right when I heard her, I turned my head to look and then I saw her. So.
Yeah, she was coming down the road. So I was like, okay, there she is.
Didn't make any sound at all, promise.
But we had done a couple of squatch calls. We did the tree knock and then we didn't get a response until we started to walk away. And then I heard a growl behind us and something shuffling in the bushes. And y'all heard that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when we picked up our pace.
We weren't sure if like there could have been mountain lions or moose or elk or who knows what up there. So yeah, we picked up our pace.
That sound that we heard though is nothing I've ever heard before.
Mm-mm. I mean, I don't think elk growl.
No.
Didn't sound like a cat. So I don't know. We were walking fast. We weren't running because that's not really our
style. You were pretty close to it.
I'd been training, man.
You're trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I was cold. I remember hearing off to the left, a little ways down, some stuff moving in the brush. And so I started walking on the right side of the road and I was ahead of you and Michelle. And then all of a sudden I hear this thump, and then a rock rolled down the hill right in front of me. And I turned around to yell at you because I was like,
and you called me a dirty word.
I did. I said a really bad word. And I said, is that you throwing rocks at me? And you're like, I thought about it, but I didn't. I haven't thrown anything at you.
I had a rock in my left hand and Michelle's hand in my right hand. And I raised them both up. I'm like, I had a rock in my hand. I was going to throw it at you into the bushes and scare you. But then I thought, yeah, she's going to kill me if I do that. Huh. And right then I hear something in the trees, a small noise. And then a second later is when that rock landed on the ground.
Yeah. And it was a rock probably about the size of my fist, maybe a little bit bigger.
Football shape. Perfect for throwing.
Yeah. But I heard
it was a perfect throwing rock.
Heard it hit the ground right next to me because there was kind of like a bank. And then it rolled down the bank right in front of me. And I showed Michael the rock. I'm like, that's the rock that just got hucked at me. Then we picked up our pace even faster. And it just kind of felt like something was trailing us along the side where the stream was.
On the other side of the stream, yeah. About how far away it was.
Because every once
in a while. But it was a raging stream. It wasn't just a meandering. It was raging pretty good.
Every once in a while, we would just hear like a rustling with the tall grass. I was a little freaked out, honestly, because what would throw rock? One rock.
Humans or a Sasquatch?
Sasquatch. I got a Sasquatch hoodie. Jenny, give me really? Yes, you'll have to see it when I see you this weekend. It's so cool.
That's just fun to say, Sasquatch.
Yeah, it was a little freaky. So as soon as we got to the car, we turned on the heat and got out of there.
First, we turned on the heat and then we got out of
there. It was cold.
It was cold.
What other ghost towns did we go to?
We went to Crystal Park, which isn't ghost town, but you get to dig crystals out of the ground. We had a good time with that.
I have a cute little tin full of crystals that we got from there. And we didn't even have anything to dig with.
Well, I had my yogurt spoon and a yogurt lid I was digging with.
True.
You had your pocket knife and Michelle had an Uncrustables lid.
That was kind of fun.
It was. I wasn't really expecting to stop there, but it was on the way. And there was a bathroom again.
Yeah. And I'd never been and I wanted some new crystals. So
they recharge your soul.
Yes, dude, I literally have bowls and tins of rocks all over the den.
Is it the crystals or is it the fun of digging up the crystals that recharges your soul?
I think it's the digging up of the crystals.
And, I do too.
I mean, they're very pretty. They make great decorations. And I've always collected rocks. I always had a rock collection as a kid. And I love to collect like a really cool rock every place we go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I collect rocks and postcards.
It's in our budget for souvenirs.
Yeah. And sometimes I don't always remember where the rocks come from, but sometimes I do. I'm like, oh yeah, I got that one in Wyoming or yeah, that one was, you know, from wherever. But
in our house, we collected rocks wherever we went and we did a tile floor in our kitchen into our bathroom and other areas. And where the tile transitions between rooms, we use some of those rocks from the different places to transition. So they're right into our built into our home.
That's good mojo right there.
Yeah. When I need good luck, I just go stand on one of those rocks. Yep.
That's how you ground yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're cool. I liked the Crystal Park. That was fun.
The next morning we drove to.
I'm going through my pictures. Oh. Anaconda was next.
Is Anaconda considered a ghost town?
Well, it was on the internet, but I don't think so.
Had a lot of houses. I didn't see any buildings other than that one factory that would have been.
The factory was abandoned, so it was a ghost factory.
We just couldn't get in.
Oh, I would have given anything to go through there.
We tried.
Man, that was cool.
It was cool. So after Anaconda, we went to Granite, I think.
Yes.
Granite was pretty cool.
It was.
What was that? Was it a general store? That one?
It's a social hall. One that was like two or three stories high.
Mm-hmm. It was just fun. We got some really good pictures in there and we kind of hiked around the mountains up there. There was also a vault.
Yeah, the bank vault.
Yeah.
That was all that was left of the bank. That was pretty cool.
And we spent a good hour walking, trying to find that baseball field. And turns out that's where we parked.
Yep.
That was the baseball field. We spent hours looking for it. We were parked in it.
But we found some really cool old cabins. And did we find a mine or was that a outhouse? I didn't remember what we determined that was.
By the time we left, it was an outhouse. But before that, I don't know what it was. It looked like cold storage, to be honest, because
That's
it was
right.
only
That's
3 feet deep, and it was lined with logs. So I wonder, they either cached something there or they used it for cold storage.
Yeah. And we kept finding all these holes and we're like, is somebody out here digging for crystals? And then we realized it was part of their water system.
Yeah. The lady that lived there last, it said that she was like the water master or something on that cabin that we went through.
And her cabin was still in fairly good shape.
Yeah. It's a cute little cabin.
But we hiked all over those hills there and had a great time. We had a little chipnick.
Chipniks are my favorite.
They are. That was fun.
When my kids were little, we'd go on a picnic, but we only ended up eating chips. So it just turned into a chipnick because they didn't want their sandwich. They just wanted to eat chips. So we eventually just stopped eating
the sandwiches,
taking sandwiches, just took chips and soda and had a chipnick.
Well, this time we had yogurt and cherry.
This time, yes, it was healthy.
And salad.
And mangoes and salad. Mangoes,
yep. We had a good healthy
and root beer.
Diet root beer. And Michael and Michelle have this really cool cooler that they use for road trips, and they started putting their stickers on it. And that inspired me to use all the stickers that I had been collecting, not knowing what to do with. And I started my own little road trip cooler.
Nice.
Yeah. So this weekend, I'm going to pack it full of snacks and bring it with me. Did we get all the ghost towns?
After that one, it wasn't a ghost town, but it was the cutest little town in the world, that little Phillipsburg. Oh,
and they had that jail.
It was built in 1896.
I swear that jail has been on a paranormal show that I've seen, but I don't recall which one because I've seen about 5,000 of them.
It's had to have been in some movie because it's just too cute to be. Yeah.
Well, and it's neat that they still use it for the police department and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there's only like 100 residents there, so.
I know, but it was just adorable. And their main street was fully preserved. All the buildings are built in the 1880s. And
I was just really impressed with how well most of the towns that we went to in Montana were really well taken care of and really well preserved. I mean, Butte itself had those beautiful old buildings. Michelle and I took
they were beautiful.
Stroll around town and got some cool photos. And and we also stopped at the car museum in Deer Lodge.
Deer Lodge.
Yeah. And there was a vintage toy museum that had a lot of creepy dolls.
Yeah. I was about to say that one was almost creepy. It was fun to walk down memory lane, but some of those were scary.
Your childhood toys were in a museum.
I know.
That's how old you are.
I know. Seriously. Well, we didn't have that many toys either, but we're like, holy crap, that we had that when we were growing up. That was fun. That was my favorite toy. And then the Powell County.
Yeah, the county museum.
And then we ate ice cream at the prison cow.
That was fun. That was good ice cream.
It was good ice cream. They were out of hot dogs for the day, which I was very disappointed.
I was disappointed, yes.
Really wanted a hot dog.
Not just a hot dog, but a prison hot dog.
Mm-hmm. We did stop at the prison, in case you all are wondering, but that is going to be part of the next episode.
Oh, and then we tried to stop by Twin Bridges on the way home.
Oh, yeah, we did, but texted the lady, and I had tried to call her and email her. The Twin Bridge is actually for sale. The Twin Bridge is orphanage. And I think she's just gotten to the point where so many people just want to come see it that she was kind of ignoring all that. But we did stop outside, take a little hike and get a few photos. And holy moly, that place looks incredible.
It does.
Man, if I had the money, I would buy that in a heartbeat. Twin Bridges Orphanage is pretty popular in the paranormal community. There have been a lot of groups that have been out there investigating that place, and it's got some major activity going on. I dream of owning a place like that.
No kidding.
Yep. So we did a lot in 3 days. Oh, we also went and visited the Mine Museum, and we thought about taking a tour, but we don't typically do the normal touristy things that other people do. Yeah, you'll never find these places if you stay on the highway. Take a road that looks like it's a little unpaved and bumpy.
They're not the places that said 10 best things to do in Montana. No. Those places aren't on those lists.
No, maybe Bannock, but the others, no.
Yeah.
But that was our road trip to Montana.
If you enjoy our show, please like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review. For more information, you can visit www.destination-mystery.com.
Find your own destination
and solve the mystery.